Hello and welcome to a TMC podcast. My name is Rich Trani and I am the group editor-in-chief here at TMC and TMCNet. And today we're going to talk about GSA and how you can learn about selling products and services to the government. I've got an expert on the phone with me whose name is Scott Orbach, who is the president and CEO and founder of EasyGSA. Scott, how are you?
I'm good. Thanks, Rich. How are you?
I'm doing great. Where are you calling in from today?
I'm in Bethesda, Maryland, inside the Capitol Beltway.
Oh, that's fantastic. Okay, so I hear there's a lot of activity down there in terms of economic activity, and I hear the government spending is really insulating that area from general economic slowdown. Is that what you're seeing?
We are the nation's recession-proof neighborhood. When companies are spending less, when consumers are spending less, the government never cuts back what it spends. And right now, the government's spending more than it ever did with the stimulus bill, the Recovery Act in place. And we have more and more business, more and more jobs being created as companies try to chase that money and succeed in getting good pieces of it.
Now, you're obviously in a business that is benefiting from helping the market learn about selling to the government, which, as most of us know, is one of the few spenders that continues, like you said, recession-proof, but it's actually phenomenal in terms of the amount of spending growth that the government is embarking upon during these tough economic times. So really, it seems like the opportunity is huge, and you've been in this business for how long?
I've been doing this for about 25 years in some respect.
Wow, what made you decide to get into it?
I was living in Washington. I got out of college. I went to American University in Washington, D.C., got out of school, and there were plenty of jobs to be had in the federal sector.
And then you slowly learned more about GSA schedules, and from there the company was launched?
Well, we learned more about all aspects of procurement, putting together bids, putting together proposals, marketing to the federal government, and GSA over the past 15 years or so, and particularly in the past 10 years, became a bigger and bigger part of how the federal government contracts with its vendors.
Fantastic. Now, you mentioned something to me off interview here just before we got started about how the 1% of the population is just more knowledgeable about GSA, and that's helping them. Do you want to repeat that, if you remember that quote?
Sure, yeah. There is a very, very small group of companies who understand how to access the federal government. And it's not rocket science. The people who are accessing the federal government, who are selling into the federal government, are no smarter than anybody else in your audience. But they've found the way in. They found the secret. They found the key to get into the federal government and get them as a customer. And those are the companies that are not only surviving during the economic downturn, not only succeeding, these guys are getting rich.
Wow, so obviously it's incumbent upon people that are looking to benefit financially to learn more about how they can become part of this club, this elite club that really shouldn't be elite?
It really shouldn't be elite, and what the administration now is doing, and in fact there was an article in the Washington Post that talks about, and there are reports coming out of OMB, focusing on making the contracting sector more competitive. And to do that, that means the agencies are going to be looking for more contractors to compete with the contractors that have been around for years and years. So the opportunity is wide open.
Wow, so that's really good news. So not only is there more spending, but it sounds like for those people that haven't been part of the spending mix, there's increased odds that they will get a piece of the pie.
Absolutely. If they can sit down and learn how to do it, and there's no special skills required, if they can figure out how to do it, if they take some time, and that's what we do over here, of course. We teach them, we help them, we get them a foothold into that federal sector. There is tremendous opportunity.
How do you do that?
We start the contractors with a GSA schedule.
Okay.
And a GSA schedule is, there are not a whole lot out there. There are under 25,000 GSA schedules in place. But those people, those companies that have GSA schedules really have the keys to the kingdom. A GSA schedule is a contract that is put in place by the General Services Administration with a contractor to supply any agency in the federal government and some organizations outside the federal government with unlimited quantities of their product or service for a period of 5 years. And once that contract's put in place, the agencies no longer have to go through the red tape, nor does the vendor have to go through the red tape of putting together a contract every time they want to buy something, which was the traditional method of buying and selling within the federal government. Now, when an agency wants something and a vendor already has a pre-awarded contract, the agency can place a purchase order just like your company could or my company could. It makes it really, really simple and really, really fast. And that has become the standard of how federal agencies purchase commercial off-the-shelf type products and services.
Now, I'm a listener right now, and I'm thinking to myself that there's no such thing as a free lunch. I'm probably going to have to put in 5 years and probably pay $100,000 to be able to get on this list. Is that how it works?
I wish I was getting $100,000 to get GSA schedules. It's actually a lot more reasonable than that. The key is, again, to take the time to learn how to do it. I've got two books on Amazon.com right now about GSA schedules.
They don't cost $1,000, right?
They do not cost $10,000. They do not cost $1,000. They're $39.95.
Okay, so that sounds pretty reasonable.
And I travel the country teaching companies how to get their own GSA schedules. But it is a lot. It is a good amount of time. It is a good amount of work to get it. I don't want to understate how much time and effort goes into it. And it's like doing a tax return, Rich. I don't know how to do my own tax return. If I sat down and read a couple of pages and had the patience to do it, I could probably do my own tax return. But then I'm going to make some mistakes, and mistakes that wouldn't necessarily get me into trouble, mistakes that wouldn't necessarily disqualify my tax return, but mistakes that may have me missing out on the opportunities to take advantage of certain deductions that I otherwise may have been entitled to. And the same thing applies with the GSA schedule, because what's going on a GSA schedule is a lot of that pre-awarded contract involves pricing, because there's going to be a pricing model that will apply between the contractor and the GSA and all the federal users for a period of 5 years. Now, it's adjustable within certain parameters, but if those aren't laid out carefully, it could wind up costing the contractor a lot of profit. To give you an idea how much profit is involved or how much revenue is involved, the average GSA schedule holder has revenue through that vehicle of $2.1 million annually.
Wow.
So if they make a mistake and they cost themselves 1% or 2% in profit, that's very quickly going to be $40,000 a year, not just the first year, but for 5 years. So, and, you know, where they could get the opportunity, it's very important for them to understand or to have somebody around who understands all the nuances within it so that they can really maximize the profit to which they're entitled.
Wow. Okay, so this is really a huge opportunity that everyone should be at least aware of. And like you said, it's a form you have to fill out, but you need to do it correctly, and you just don't want to make any mistakes. So working with someone who has experience in the market is going to assist them, correct?
Right. We call that form a proposal or an offer, and that very frequently will run in excess of 200 or 300 pages. And a lot of that is not just a form. It's free form, it's narratives, it's charts. A lot of it will be done specific to the business model that contractor employs. And to give you an idea of the scope, it's $375 billion being contracted out in a typical year. And by typical, I mean not including what's being contracted out to support the war in Iraq, the war in Afghanistan, or the Recovery Act dollars. So we have the Recovery Act dollars. We're at just about double the normal spending that the government has. And that is for a period that's probably going to last till the end of next year. That's really a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. I don't think any of us have ever seen that before. We're not likely to see it again. So it's really a wonderful time to be taking advantage of that opportunity. It's so wide open right now.
Now, there's also a broadband stimulus push, right? And there's, I think, just under $10 billion being spent there. There seems to be opportunities in that space as well.
There's opportunities in broadband. There's opportunities in IT. There's opportunities in renewable, sustainable investments. The security industry remains very, very popular. And we see opportunities in translations and environmental as well.
Yeah, the smart grid just got, I think, $60 or $70 million worth of funding as well. So, like you said, environmental, green, that seems to be an area of tremendous growth as well.
Those are all big growth areas. And the other big growth area we're going to see, and no one's been talking about it, and certainly the president, as he's laid out his very ambitious agendas and priorities, isn't talking about it. I don't know whether he's thought about it or not, or anybody's really thought about it, but the accounting, audit, and financial sectors are going to do very well in the next several years because, honestly, when somebody has $800 billion to spend and they have to spend it really fast, mistakes are going to be made. And some of that money is going to disappear and is got to be chased down. And somebody's going to have to come back and clean up the 1 or 2 or 3% that gets lost in this very rapid spending of the Recovery Act funds.
So it seems like virtually every sector of the economy is going to have the potential to benefit here. And so it sounds like small business owners, entrepreneurs, resellers, even medium-sized businesses are all potential beneficiaries here, correct?
Anybody, any size, particularly small business, the government overall, in fact, each agency has a 23% goal to meet every year for small businesses. 23% of every dollar contracted out by each agency is targeted for small business.
Are there any other targets that the government has in terms of spending, areas that the business owners might fall into, categories?
There are. There's a 5% goal for minority-owned business, certified 8As, who are determined to be socially and economically disadvantaged. There's a 5% goal for women-owned business. There's a 3% goal for hub zone business. A hub zone is a historically underutilized business zone, so a company that's operating in a low-employment area. And one of the most key demographics that has a goal is for service-disabled veterans. Veterans and service-disabled veterans have a 3% goal. The government over the past 8 years has been achieving under 1% of that 3% goal. And agencies are scrambling to find vendors who are owned by service-disabled veterans.
Wow. So there's a lot of opportunity here for these different groups to, people who fit into these different groups to potentially generate revenue and sales if they just know how to position themselves and correctly, I guess, sell to the government.
Exactly, and that's where we work with them. We work with them to find the opportunities as well. So it is not just a GSA schedule. A GSA schedule is the foot in the door. It's the ticket to the dance. But once you get the ticket to the dance, you've still got to ask somebody to go out onto the floor.
Okay, and, so I'm sorry, go ahead.
And again, that's where a lot of us had trouble at the dance. That's where a lot of the vendors will have trouble selling, is actually getting into the dance and summoning up the strategy, the tactic, and the courage to ask that customer to dance with them, that is, to buy from them.
So I'm sure you've piqued the interest of many people who are listening. What is the next step for these listeners?
What a listener wants to do is they want to do their homework. They want to find, and they want to know where the opportunity is. They want to know what they can do. They need a clean, healthy business plan. They need goals. I was once told by somebody who was a headhunter, I was just out of college looking for a job, and not just, of course, do I hear the old experience line, like I could have a job if I had experience, but I remember the headhunter asked me what it is I wanted to do, what kind of job I wanted. And I had no idea. And she said, come back when you have your act together and you know what you want. A vendor needs to know what they want to sell, what their value proposition is, and who they want to sell it to. Those are the companies, and the companies come to us with or without that. We try to work with them to see what they should be selling, who they should be selling it to. The great thing is, Rich, all of this data is public information. Who's buying what, when the contract end dates are, what the prices are that an agency is already paying, all of those data are out there. So as we migrate a business from a business-to-business paradigm to a business-to-government paradigm, these vendors are really having a great time because the businesses, the commercial organizations, large or small, that they sold to never opened up their hand, never would show what they had to spend, who they were buying from now, when the recompete dates. Could you imagine going to a vendor and or a customer, and the customer tells you right away what their budget is for your products or services? It's a great environment that they're not used to. So the key is using all those data to figure out where they ought to be, what they ought to be selling, where their best opportunities lie. We're taking these customers that don't know that or these companies that don't know that, and we're developing a plan for them. We're putting together the GSA schedule for them so that when the customer is ready to buy, the company is not scrambling around to get a GSA schedule at that point. In the best circumstances, having a professional put together a GSA schedule is going to take several months. Putting together a company putting their own GSA schedule together will spend hundreds of hours and probably 2 years or more. And I'll tell you, when a customer is sitting around with an open checkbook, you don't want to make them wait to hand their money over. So having a GSA schedule in place when that opportunity comes along means that the customer can get to you, means that the customer can get to the company, place their order, and the work can begin, the delivery of products can begin, and the checks can start flowing right away. We never want somebody with a check to have to wait for us to get ready to take that check. So getting that GSA schedule in place is key. We work with them on that. We'll take that over for them entirely. And having a marketing plan, a business plan, and again, for the companies that don't know how to sell. And I can tell you that the smartest people I work with, they're engineers, they're accountants, they're lawyers, they are not salespeople. And so right. Having somebody who knows the government standing beside them with their own expertise really makes a huge difference in their success. And we don't expect a salesperson to be an engineer. We don't expect an engineer to be a salesperson or any skill set to be able to do both. Very few can, and they do great. But most people spent years and years of study, spent years and years of work trying to achieve some expertise in their field or trying to achieve a position where they could be a distributor of a product or have a product that nobody else has. And usually the great minds that come up with those products or deliver those services are not the same great minds that can sell them.
So, understood. And so you help there. Is that what you're saying?
So we're helping with that as well, because that's really what these experts need and what these very skilled people need to be successful.
That's great. So if I'm looking now to get to the next step and I maybe want to find out about you and your books and your company, where will I go?
Look at easygsa.com. Those are five letters, E-Z, and two letters, GSA, for the GSA, General Services Administration, GSA schedules. And that's going to have bios of us. It's going to have links to our own radio show. And it's going to have links to our publications. It'll also have links to the public seminars we do around the country.
Okay, so just looking around your site, it seems like there's a bunch of links to outside resources as well, right? So magazine articles and things like that, right? So Small Business Administration, Frequently Asked Questions, things like that, correct?
Correct, and we find that the more a company can become educated and informed, the more value we can bring them. So we want to make sure that they know where the data is, and we provide that to them on our website.
Well, thank you, Scott. I've got to say I really appreciate you spending some time today to educate our listeners on how they can sell more effectively to the government and take advantage of these unprecedented opportunities that, like you said, may never come again in our lifetime. So I'm very excited to have you on the program. Once again, we've been speaking with Scott Orbach, who is the president and CEO and founder of EasyGSA. He also is known as the GSA schedule guy. That's another way you can refer to him. And my name, of course, Rich Tarani, and you've been listening to a TMCNet podcast. Thank you so much for listening, and goodbye.
Thanks for having me, Rich.